On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How much does Darnell Washington weigh? I mean, I know that the roster, if you look it up, says he weighs around, like, what, 265? So I weighed myself last night, Callis. And I weighed 245 pounds. 245 pounds, 0.3. So you're trying to tell me, based off of the roster, that Darnell Washington is 20 pounds more than I am? No chance. No chance.
No.
No, not at all.
Why do you think they want to undersell his weight?
Don't know.
How tall is he, too?
6'7".
Not a chance.
Kids, 6'7".
Aaron Judge weighs 282. And he's 6'7 as well. But he seems very built. Darnell Washington's bigger than him.
Whenever I watch, man, my voice, I'm a little sick right now, sorry. Whenever I've watched Darnell Washington play, and from my eye, I've always said that he's around 305 pounds. 305 pounds. I was like, there's no way that, first of all, he's 20 pounds more than me. And I was like, he's not 285. He's even more than that because he's taller. I was like, he's around 305. Well, I think we know now, and we will know, and you will know, how much he actually weighs.
How much do you weigh?
Yeah, bro. I got to ask, bro. Because
the internet said 260. I'm like, not 260, bro.
Yeah, bro. We looked it up. Like, no way.
Yeah. I ain't finna count to y'all. I ain't weighing myself in a minute, but I know.
Bro, what
I
do you
know.
Mean? You got weigh-ins every week.
Look.
Yeah. No way. Look. He's trying to get away. I ain't weighing myself in a minute.
Okay. Yeah. Look. Look, I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Yeah,
I'm 311.
I knew it.
I'm gonna
keep it, bro. Running like there's no way.
I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Yeah,
that was Darnell Washington. Did you hear what he said, Cal?
He said he's 311.
311. Do you know how insane that is to be able to move the way he does, to play the tight end position, to catch the ball, to run routes at 311 pounds?
Pretty good.
I think Broderick Jones is like around the same. So your left tackle is the same weight as your tight end, but your tight end is that athletic to be able to do the things he does.
Well, he's taller too, so that's, I mean, that factors into it. It makes a little more sense understanding that he's 6'7" doing that. I mean, you good?
Yeah, my headphones came out. My headphones got wrapped around the chair. No, that is insane. 311 pounds is wild, especially at the tight end position. A year or two ago, I was like, Darnell should move the tackle. I still think he should move the tackle because I think he's going to make a lot of money playing tackle. But whenever you have a weapon like that, he has to be utilized. You know, every single game. There can't be a game where you don't utilize him. All you have to do is, and the tight ends are the quarterback's best friend on the field. All you have to do with a 6'7", 311-pound tight end that can move, that can't catch, is post him up over the football. He doesn't need to run corner routes. He doesn't need to run over routes. All he has to do is post up. It's called a pivot route over the football, 5 to 10 yards, and stand there. And if the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, or if it's Mason Rudolph, they go through their progressions. If their progressions aren't open, I am throwing it to Darnell, because the chances are he's going to catch the ball and he's going to get yardage and he's going to fall forward. He should do that every single time that there is a passing route, if they don't go against Myles Garrett or a Trey Hendrickson or, one of the, Micah Parsons, where he has to stay in and help. Every route that I would put Darnell on, unless it was, obviously tagged, where he is going to run a specialty route, he is standing over the middle of the football like a statue, and I'm firing it to him, because that is automatic yards. Did you see the run that he had?
I want to watch one of those again. He was just swatting the Bengals defenders away. They were very tiny in comparison to him.
It was unbelievable.
That's a situation that I would never want to be in.
No.
Where he's just running at you.
I mean,
with that height.
A freight train.
Yeah.
Freight train. That's moving scary. Full speed. That is, he is such a, and good for him, because he came in and he fell in the draft a little bit because he had knee issues, or, he hurt his one knee. They didn't know how he would progress his rookie year, and thinking that his weight probably would be, detriment to his knees even more. And he's really blossomed into this all-around tight end that it's wild to see because of how big he is. It is very insane to me, because I'm so used to the fast, the athletic, the basketball tight end, taller but not as big. Having a guy like that is just, it's an unbelievable weapon.
Back to that run real quick. Do you think that he got tired toward the end? Because when I remember it, I feel like if he would have stepped inward after he got past that last defender, like he ran over the other defender and went out of bounds. Do you think if he would have stayed in bounds, he could have got more?
Probably, but he probably was like, yeah, I'm smoked. I'm smoked. Let me just lower my shoulder and knock this guy about five feet out of bounds.
Push one guy, duck under the other, and just run straight through the third. He's like, I'm tired. I'm tired.
Oh, unbelievable. No, the Steelers, all joking aside, the Steelers, they do need to use him more. They absolutely do. We all know that. It's very apparent. But they still lack explosion around him. They still lack explosion with the other wide receivers. Think about how more open that he would be and the things he could do if he had explosive wide receivers. Now, DK Metcalf is explosive, but he gets all the attention, and that's hard sometimes. They don't have any explosion anywhere else. And if you're going to rely on Darnell Washington for your explosion, you're in a bad spot. Darnell Washington can do the things he does, and it's great, but he's not a guy that I would want to rely on to have explosive plays. So, as good as it is, the Steelers still are going to be in the same spot, because, is Darnell Washington going to catch 9 passes a game? No. They do need to use him more, but he's not going to be that type of tight end, that type of receiving threat. That was an awesome play, though. I will say that. That was unbelievable. I jumped up out of my seat. I was like, oh, my God. What the heck is going on? Not good for Darnell. They do need to use him more, but they also lack explosion around him. And that's why the Steelers have a mediocre offense. And I know what to expect every single week whenever they head into a game, especially on offense. On defense, it's every other game where they, have the massive turnover, turnover deals where they just take the ball away and, they really – enhance the score without having to score on offense. Their defense does that. It's every other game. But they just lack mad explosion. Now Brandon Cooks did get released from the Saints. He's another guy that I could see the Steelers picking up because he's an older guy and he was a name 5 years ago. Yeah, Brandon Cooks can run still, but he's not Brandon Cooks of 5 years ago. He's not. I know people are like, oh, Brandon Cooks, he's still out. He's out there right now. He's a free agent. He just asked for his release. Let's pick him up. But yeah, but he's not Brandon. He's been in the league 12 years. I mean, I wouldn't hate it. You might as well, but it's still the same MO that the Steelers have of getting these older guys that produced a while ago, and they're hoping to get that same production now, which is not realistic.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.